Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 18th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 21 year B. Our readings today are taken from the book of Esther, chapter 7, verses 1 to 6. 9 and 10, and 20 to 22, Psalm 124, the Epistle of James, chapter 5, verses 13 to 20, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 38 to 50. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we do not come as guests, but as members of your family. We do not come in fear, but with joy and thanksgiving. We do not come alone, but with all your people of every age and in every place. Lord, we come as your family, for you are our heavenly Father, and Christ is our brother, our Savior, and Lord. Amen. Lord, you tell us that the whole earth is a picture of your glory, that everything we see and hear is specifically designed to make you known and your presence a reality. Compared to the mirror of creation, the words of our worship can seem too formal, almost empty and unrevealing. Yet, we long to worship you, to draw closer and closer to you, and to know you, a living reality at the center of our lives and at the heart of our worship. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to lift up Christ and to lift up our voices and our lives in His praise. Amen. And we have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship, 1419. Here I am to worship.
Light of the world, you stepped out to darkness, open my eyes, let me see the beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say, I'm
Pray the collect for Proper 21, followed by the collect for St. Michael and All Angels, the feast of title of St. Gabriel's Church in our parish, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, you declared your almighty power, chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The collect for St. Michael and All Angels. Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted in a wonderful order the ministry of angels and mortals. Mercifully grant that, as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, so by your appointment they may help and defend us here on earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And we pray our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, From Where Is My Help to Come? From Where Is My Help to Come? The Book of Psalms is a collection of spiritual songs and poems, many of which were set to music for the tabernacle and temple worship. It represents the children of Israel's attempt to express their understanding of the God who created them and entered into a special relationship with their ancestor Abraham, the God who led them out of slavery in Egypt, the God who gave them the law to enable them to become a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a people set apart for God, the God who journeyed with them for 40 years as they wandered in the wilderness, God who led them to the land of promise and enabled them to successfully occupy the land, in spite of the fact that there were powerful nations already occupying there. God who gave them a king, David, a man after God's own heart, who unified their 12 tribes into one powerful nation. God who led David into battle and enabled him to conquer the powerful enemy, the Philistines, and establish Jerusalem as both the religious and political capital of the nation. David loved God, and with his gift of poetry and music, composed many songs, psalms to the honor and glory of God. While all 150 psalms were not written by David, it is certain that he did write some of them. Most biblical scholars divide the psalms into 5 sections, which some claim are parallel to the 5 books of Moses, the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So in the Psalms, Book 1, Psalms 1 to 41, Book 2, Psalm 42 to 72, Book 3, Psalm 73 to 89, Book 4, Psalms 90 to 106, and Book 5, Psalm 107 to 150. Our psalm today, Psalm 124, proclaims thanksgiving to God for God's help in the past and expresses confidence in God's continuing help in the future. The psalmist proclaims, "If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel now say. If the Lord had not been on our side when enemies rose up against us." Psalm 124, verses 1 and 2. The psalmist calls on Israel twice to recognize that their help was in God and God alone. It was not only that God was present, but God worked actively on behalf of God's people. The people of Israel were certain from experience that God was on our side. Israel, in the time of David, had many enemies with superior armory and fighting skills. Yet, Israel was able to prevail. They were certain they were able to prevail only with the help of God. The psalmist acknowledges that without God's help, they would have swallowed us up alive in their fierce anger towards us. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us and the torrent gone over us. then would the raging waters have gone right over us. Verses 3 to 5. The psalmist acknowledges that without God's help, disaster would have overtaken Israel. Only God could have saved Israel from the wrath of their powerful enemies. Only God could have saved them from the destructive force of the enemy. The words of the psalmist could apply not only to Israel as a nation, but also to us as individuals, as David would have experienced. His help came from the Lord. Sometimes our troubles overwhelm us like a flood. Sometimes our troubles threaten to sweep us away like a torrent. However, there is good news. Blessed be the Lord. He has not given us over to be a prey for their teeth. Verse 6. Blessed be the Lord. A powerful expression of thanks and praise. A suitable response in acknowledging God's goodness. God protected Israel. He has not given us over to be a prey for their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Verses 6 and 7. Israel is delivered from a beast with grinding teeth, able to crush Israel to bits. Israel is delivered from a trap, like the snares set to trap birds. With God's help, the people of God are safe from destruction, loss of liberty, and death. Sometimes, as individuals, our troubles seem to want to grind us to powder, taking away all our fight, all our courage, all our resistance. Sometimes we find ourselves captured by our troubles and unable to escape on our own. But there is good news. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Verse 8. God's people find their help in the name of the Lord. The people of God can invoke the name of the Lord and obtain God's help. Israel knew from experience that they could at any time, at all times, call upon God and help would be forthcoming. Why? God is the Creator, the Maker of heaven and earth. The Creator is in control. The Creator has control over creation. Israel understood that all things in heaven and earth were under the presence and power of God. In the time of Jesus, remember, the disciples acknowledged, even the wind and the waves obey him. Psalm 124 is not the only psalm that acknowledges that Israel knew from experience that God was their helper. Perhaps the best known of these would be Psalm 23, 46, and 121. In the Shepherd's Psalm, Psalm 23, the psalmist affirms that the Lord is my shepherd, and with confidence acknowledges that I shall not be in want. Verse 1. The Good Shepherd provides the sheep with all the essentials for life: green pastures, water, guidance, protection, goodness, mercy, blessings, and a final resting place. Psalm 46 affirms, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse 1. With God as our refuge and strength, there is no need to fear, even in the most challenging situations. Why? Because God is ever present and in control. God is mighty, and we must take the time to be still and know God, who is always with us and is our helper. In Psalm 121, the psalmist asks the question directly, from where is my help to come? The psalmist responds out of experience and affirms the expressions in Psalms 23, 46, and 124. The psalmist proclaims, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Verse 2. The Lord will hold us firm. The Lord never sleeps. Therefore, God is always available to help God's people. The Lord watches over us with love, protects us, and keeps us safe today and every day. Do we have the assurance of God's presence and God's help that Israel demonstrated? How deep is our faith that God is our helper? In the service of consecration of deacons, priests, and bishops, during the part that is referred to as the examination, that we may know your mind and purpose, the bishop or archbishop asks a series of questions to which the candidate responds, I will by the help of God. The challenges of ordination cannot be overcome without God, our helper. I dare say, the challenges of life, the challenges of today's pandemic, cannot be overcome without the help of God. Therefore, let us commit to building our relationship with God, to enable us in faith to call upon God as we face the challenges of life, and say with conviction and confidence, as we face the trials and tribulations, we shall overcome. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Creator God, we humbly beseech you of your goodness to comfort and succor all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Help us to minister to them by your strength and consolation, and so endow us with the grace of sympathy and compassion, that we may bring to them both help and healing through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Father, For those in need, we make our prayer. The sick in mind and body, the blind and the deaf, the fatherless and the widow, the sorrowing and the anxious. In all their troubles and afflictions, give them comfort and courage, and place your peace in their hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we commend to your mercy those for whom life does not spell freedom. Prisoners of conscience, the homeless and the disabled, the sick in body and mind, the elderly who are confined to their homes, those who are enslaved by their passions, and those who are addicted to drugs. Grant that whatever their outward circumstances, they may find inward freedom through him who proclaimed release to the captives, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Our hymn, CPWI 234. O God, our help in ages past. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And we pray, O God, that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may God be your comfort and strength. May God be your hope and support. May God be your light and your way. And the blessing of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life, remain with you now and forever. Amen. And we pray that you will have a Spirit-filled, productive week. Remember to continue to worship God, to call on God's name. God is ever present, and God is our helper. Remember to wear your mask, to watch your distance, and to wash your hands. Please have a very safe and blessed week. We have of him CPWI 595.